All right, let's talk about solving budget problems. And we're going to do that by possibly using future earnings like a raise or a bonus.
Right. So another pitfall would be to say, you know what, I'm overspending a little bit, but I got that raise coming up. Or I'm going to put this on my credit card because I know I'm going to get that bonus. And then what happens is the raise isn't as much as you thought, or the bonus doesn't come, or something like that. And then you're stuck. You don't have a way to bail yourself out because you're already spending as much as you earn or overextending even.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the biggest things that we can do to avoid those problems is to plan for the money that we have. And then when windfalls come, then we can be more generous with that, or we can treat ourselves to something really nice once we have that money in our pocket.
Mm-hmm. All right, now we're going to get serious and talk about budgeting and a budget of what you'd like to spend versus what you can really spend. And this is going to make people uncomfortable because this is going to be a big difference. There's all kinds of stuff we'd like to spend, but we have to focus on what we can really spend.
Right. And what we really want to do is we really want to create a budget, and most people don't want to create a budget. It really is a terrible thing to talk about is budgeting. Nobody wants to limit what they can spend and what they can spend it on. But smart people and smart Christians these days are going to think about and track maybe for even a month what they're actually spending their money on. And then they could create a budget based on that. And then they could probably trim some things out to either be more generous with their tithes or their offerings, or they might be more generous with a charity in order to align their goals with what they're actually spending with their actual income.
Mm-hmm. Clint, I found recently that it's kind of been interesting. Every time I get a receipt, I'll sometimes just pull out my smartphone and take a picture of it. And that way I'm not letting anything slip through the cracks. Sometimes you put receipts in pockets and then pockets go through washes and then you never see the receipts again. And and sometimes it's real interesting. Yeah. I can sit there and kind of fly through some of the pictures and go, oh yeah, I spent that. Ooh, I forgot about that. And you can become much more realistic when you see a nice, clear, crisp copy of a receipt and what you spent. Especially when you eat out a lot, and or like I do, or you make little trips to the coffee shop where all of a sudden, you know, a beverage and a little item from the bakery is costing you $7.80. That can add up quickly, can't it?
It sure can.